Chapter 8.
Lexi stared at the cake, her stomach sinking like it was filled with lead. Who could have done this? Cassie turned around, wide-eyed.
What should we do?
I wonder if we can fix it, Lexi said, fighting back tears. Without the cake, she'd be disqualified from this part of the competition, severely limiting her chances of winning. She whipped her cell phone out of her pocket, snapping off a few pictures of the cake. Whoever did this either wants me to stop investigating the murder, or wants to ruin my chances of winning bakery battles, or both. Lexi glanced over at Aria Pierce's kitchen. It was empty.
You need to tell the police.
Isn't the cake some sort of evidence? Cassie asked. Probably, but I took pictures, and that's going to have to be good enough. I'm not losing this competition because someone sabotaged our cake. Lexi moved over to the fridge, holding the door wider. Let's get the cake out onto the table and see what we can do with it. Cassie slid her hand under the cake while Lexi held the door. Lexi noticed something falling to the floor as Cassie moved the cake out. Dust? No. Glitter. Lexi looked at her hands. Tiny dots of glitter sparkled in the harsh stadium lighting. Cassie, did you put glitter on the cake?
No, why?
There's glitter here over by the fridge and on the handle. That's strange.
I don't think we even have any glitter, do we?
Lexi rubbed her hands together, watching the shiny flakes drop to the floor. No, must have been someone else. A cleaning person, maybe? Lexi watched Cassie edge the cake onto the table, her mind already whirling with ideas on how to fix it. But first, she looked up Detective Jake Ryan's number on her phone and sent him the cake pictures with a text of what she had found. At least they couldn't say she didn't tell them about it, and she could always act dumb about touching the cake. Let's take the knife out, but be careful with the handle. We don't want to smudge any fingerprints. The girls slipped on the latex gloves they normally wore when preparing food. Cassie gingerly grabbed the end of the knife, sliding it carefully out of the cake. She put it out of the way on the corner of the long table. Whipping up some frosting, they set about repairing the cake, patching up the big hole, and carefully covering the red words with white frosting. We better speed it up. Lexi nodded toward the other end of the stadium, where the judges were already doing a preliminary judging on the cakes. She glanced over at the next booth. Aria Pierce had arrived. She was setting her cakes out on pedestals, applying some finishing touches. Aria looked over at Lexi and smirked. Lexi wondered if it was an "I ruined your cake" smirk. She craned her neck to see if Aria had any glitter in her booth. Working at breakneck speed, Lexi and Cassie managed to make the cake presentable. They put the two cakes out on presentation platters at the front of their booth, just in the nick of time. The judges were at Aria's booth. Lexi noticed that the judge in Amanda Scott Saunders' spot was Grace Harvey, and her heart took a nosedive. She wasn't surprised when Harvey heaped praise on Aria's cakes, or when Aria cast another smirk in her direction as the judges moved toward Lexi's booth. Lexi held her breath, watching the judges bend over her cakes and inspect them from every angle.
"This one looks a little funny," Grace Harvey said to the other two judges.
Lexi watched silently as they all bent down and peered at the cake sideways. Out of the corner of her eye, she could see Detective Jake Ryan approaching. She hoped he had the good sense to stay back while the judges were there.
"A little off-center, but it's not too distracting. Still, you'll get points off for it. But the roses are beautiful."
Tim Gartner, the head judge, pointed at the roses with his pen. "The groom's cake is fantastic." Joan Luttner, the aesthetics judge, smiled at Lexi. Lexi nodded her thanks, then breathed a sigh of relief as they moved on. They would judge all the cakes for appearance. Then the best four would be selected for the tasting judgment. Jake Ryan moved in to fill the void left by the judges.
Where's the cake?
He held up his phone, pointing to the picture Lexi had sent him earlier. Lexi put on her wide-eyed, innocent look. Nodding toward the cake on the table, she said,
We had to repair it for the judging, but we saved you the knife.
She went over to the table where they had put the knife. Picking it up by the edge with her thumb and forefinger, she held it up for Jake to inspect. He whipped out an evidence bag, indicating for Lexi to put the knife in.
I wish you hadn't tampered with the cake. That's evidence.
Oh, sorry.
Lexi tried batting her eyelashes, but only ended up aggravating her eye twitch. She saw Jake looking down at the cake, comparing it to the picture on his phone. She was afraid he was going to insist on taking it when the judges returned.
Good news,
Tim informed her.
You made fourth place, so go ahead and move your cakes over to the tasting area.
Lexi turned to Cassie and the girls high-fived each other.
We did it.
Lexi felt her heart soar. It only became slightly deflated when she heard Tim telling Aria she had won second place. Hopefully, Lexi's cakes tasted better than Aria's, which could give her an overall win. Ignoring Jake, she grabbed a wheeled cart and carefully transferred the cakes onto it, while Cassie ran over to the rack to grab cake plates, forks, and a cake knife. With the cart loaded, the girls took off for the tasting area, leaving Jake in their wake. Lexi felt her stomach do nervous flip-flops as she took her place in the row of contestants directly across from the judges, who were seated at a long table. Each contestant had sliced bite-sized pieces from their cakes, which were resting on identical stainless steel carts in front of them. Lexi looked at her cart. Slices of the white bride's cake oozed raspberry liqueur filling. She had been careful not to cut into the damaged side of the cake, so as not to bring attention to the patch job she and Cassie had done to hide the sabotage. The groom's cake looked equally delicious, with its hazelnut toffee filling shining in between the chocolate layers. Lexi took a deep, calming breath, and her nose was treated to a variety of sweet smells from the raspberry, caramel, and chocolate. Evan Westmore made his way to the podium. Lexi noticed he was wearing an Armani suit. The man had good taste, if nothing else. He posed for the cameras that were rolling to record the judging and began to speak.
It's with great sadness that I announce the death of one of our judges, Amanda Scott Saunders. She was a wonderful judge and a great personal friend.
Lexi studied Westmore as he went on to say a few words about Saunders. How close of a personal friend was she? Lexi wondered.
And now I'd like to announce our new judge, Grace Harvey.
Lexi noticed Aria looking at her with a cat that ate the canary smile. Lexi tuned Westmore out as he droned on about Grace Harvey's qualifications, and then introduced the rest of the judges and contestants. She looked around at all of them, wondering if one could be the murderer. The judges went through the cakes one by one, tasting and critiquing the flavors of each. Lexi got high marks for her flavor combinations. But was it enough to overcome the points off for the damaged cake and take the overall win? Westmore collected the scorecards from the judges, did a little bit of math, then cleared his throat to announce the winners.
In third place, winning 4 points for aesthetics and 4 points for taste, is Bill Salida.
Lexi clapped along with everyone else as the rotund baker went up to collect his ribbon.
In second place, winning 5 points for aesthetics and 4 points for taste is...
Westmore paused for effect, and Lexi found herself holding her breath.
Aria Pierce.
Lexi looked over at Aria and found her glaring at Grace Harvey. She noticed Aria's face was bright red as she went up, snatched the ribbon out of Westmore's hand, then stomped off toward the kitchen area. Lexi let her breath out. That meant the winner was either her or Corinne. Lexi knew the judges had liked the taste of her cakes, but the problems with the damaged white cake worried her. At least she could take solace in the fact that Aria hadn't gotten first place. Lexi would actually be happy to see the blue ribbon for this judging go to Corinne. She knew she had enough points to pull ahead in the other segments of the contest. And besides, she had taken a liking to Corinne and was very sympathetic to her money problems and the fact that she was pursuing her dream, even though her husband left her broke and with young children to raise. Westmore looked down from his podium at Lexi and Corinne like a bird singling out its prey. Lexi thought she saw him give her an angry glare, but maybe it was just the lighting.
That means either Lexi or Corinne is the winner of the wedding cake contest,
Westmore stated the obvious.
And the winner is...
Lexi and Corinne glanced at each other nervously.
Corinne Connors!
The room burst out in applause. Lexi found herself clapping the loudest because she was genuinely happy for her friend. She ran over and threw her arms around Corinne, who was wiping away tears. She admired the winning cakes up close. They were beautiful, tall and elegant, the designs meticulously blending contemporary with traditional. Lexi felt her heart swell for the young baker, until she noticed something about the cakes that made her feel like she'd been punched in the gut. The cakes were covered in glitter, the same type of glitter Lexi had found near the sabotaged cake in her kitchen.